USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The impact of the Suez Canal blockage will be felt for months to come. Captain Andrew Kinsey warned CNBC viewers on Monday.
The fascinating thing about this is that the container ships carry manufactured goods, but they also carry pieces of manufactured goods. Microchips right now in car production is one of the key things that we've seen a global shortage of. That's impacting everything from video games to cars.
The Ever Given, the 220,000-ton megaship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly 6 days, was freed on Monday. Although green energy technology is nowhere close to supplying America's energy needs completely, the Biden administration announced on Monday it will increase offshore wind farms on all three coasts in the United States. The U.S. Department of Interior, Energy, Commerce, and Transportation will spearhead the effort, announce new leasing, funding, and development goals to accelerate and deploy offshore wind farms. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
President Trump slammed Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx on Monday, accusing the infectious disease experts of trying to reinvent history after appearing on a news network. In a statement, Trump accused both of his former colleagues of being self-promoters. March Madness in men's college basketball continues. Let's get an update with Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
Two teams ended long Final Four droughts Monday night. Houston won the Midwest region by holding off Cinderella Oregon State 67-61. It's their first trip to the Final Four since 1984 and the days of Five Slamma Jamma. In the South Regional Final, top-seeded Baylor ran out to an early lead and held off Arkansas's comeback attempts for the 81-72 win. The Bears will make their first Final Four trip since 1950. Those two teams will face off in one national semifinal on Saturday. The other will be determined Tuesday as number one overall seed Gonzaga takes on USC in the West Regional Final. And Michigan does battle with UCLA in the East Final.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The new voting laws in Georgia come with a new misinformation campaign from the White House. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Biden administration is looking at options to reverse or counter a newly enacted voting law in Georgia that brings a sweeping number of election reforms to the state. The 95-page law adds a slew of changes to the way Georgians vote. One of the popular lines of disinformation that's being put out there by the Biden administration is that now it is illegal to give food or water to people waiting in line to vote. Greg Bluestein is a political reporter with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. He explains what the law really does regarding food and water.
Voters can still bring their own water, their own food, of course, in line. What it says is that outside groups, that basically the members of the public can no longer come and offer them food, water, Coca-Cola, hot chocolate, pizza. Instead, that has to go through the actual elections officials who will then make it available to the people waiting in line.
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends.
President Biden, facing a rise in coronavirus cases in some states, called on Monday for governors and mayors to reinstate mask mandates as the director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention warned of an impending doom from a potential fourth stage of the pandemic. The president's comments came only hours after the CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, appeared to fight back tears as she pleaded with Americans to hold on a little bit longer. USA Radio News.